Looking back at the past year may seem like a big blur to many people as the COVID-19 pandemic still continues impacting our lives in so many different ways. This is Lisa Berry, and now there's a vaccine, which some people are anxious to get, and others are saying, not so fast. Some medical professionals believe education about the vaccine and the pandemic is important, including Dr. Jesse Kimbrough Marshall, a public health expert and one of the newest regents at Eastern Michigan University, who joins us now on WEMU to talk about her efforts along those lines. Welcome, and thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you, and so happy to be here talking with you.
Can you begin by first telling us about the education and outreach efforts you have recently undertaken?
Yeah, after hearing about some similar programs in Flint, Michigan, and also in other parts of the country, with grassroots organizations and churches doing door-knocking campaigns to educate residents, particularly residents in hard-hit neighborhoods, about the COVID-19 vaccines and the benefits of receiving vaccines, several of us thought that that might be a very good ideal to bring to our community. And so with that, we compiled information readily available from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention website, as well as the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. And we made it into a two-pager with infographics and just really basic information about the three different vaccines, some similarities and differences, side effects, common side effects of those vaccines, frequently asked questions, and some of the benefits of why folks should consider getting vaccinated.
So you're doing this along with Eastern's Family Empowerment Program, and you were literally out in the neighborhood this past weekend. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it was great. So this was a two-day event, Friday and Saturday. I joined the gang on Saturday, and so we all met up, distributed the literature to everyone, went over some basic protocol instructions, and then we set to it in groups of pairs. We went to different courtyards and knocked on doors. There were some folks who weren't home or didn't answer, but then there were those who did. We caught some folks who were going to their car in the parking lot, and everyone seemed pretty positive about accepting the information, got into some interesting discussions with some folks about their concerns receiving the vaccine. And we respect that. At the end of the day, it's a personal choice on whether or not one is going to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. We just want folks to be well-informed in their decision-making.
Can you tell us what some of those concerns were that you heard from people?
Yeah. One gentleman in particular, he had concerns about the unknown long-term effects of the vaccine. You know, I acknowledge that, yes, the long-term effects of the vaccines is not yet known because these vaccines were just developed and released last year, the end of last year. But again, in hoping to help with informed decision-making, you know, I did talk to him about the risks and benefits of getting vaccinated versus the risks of not get and benefits of not getting vaccinated. And so it was a very rich discussion. I invited him to tune in, join in on the webinar that we're going to be having this Wednesday to hear more information and also to have an opportunity to ask additional questions.
Do you think he changed anybody's mind?
So I don't know because we did not do any surveying to measure that, but we weren't turned away.
We weren't
turned away from anyone. And so that's always good.
Well, I'm trying to picture that. You're knock on the door and you open the door and there's Dr. Jesse Kimbrough Marshall, an esteemed public health expert, a new region at Eastern Michigan University on my front porch saying, hey, let's talk about vaccines.
Yeah, well, you know, probably most folks don't know who I am. I don't know. But I did introduce myself as a physician, as a doctor. So maybe that did buy me a little bit of a sway with folks. But, you know, I think it also helps that as an African-American woman, I am reflective of the community that we were knocking on the doors. And so I think that always helps. But at the end of the day, it was just some nice folks who were willing to listen.
So this initial effort was in the Ypsilanti Housing Commission community. Do you think you might go back out and knock on a few more doors?
So the plan was to go back out to knock on doors when we weren't able to reach folks with the FEP volunteers, interns. And as far as extending this effort, well, me personally, I'm hopeful. I think that anytime that you're engaging community, you're reaching out to community to offer educational resources, I think that's a good thing. And so it's my hope that, yeah, this effort will be expanded. One other thing I didn't mention on the handout that we gave was information about how to get registered as well for the vaccines, because that has been known to be a barrier with navigating the online systems and patient portals that many folks have been told they needed to go through to get registered.
And you think that will get easier sooner versus later to actually get registered and get a vaccine?
Oh, I do think so, because I'm seeing more and more agencies and health systems offering phone numbers to get registered. And I've heard of some agencies and health systems having navigators to assist folks with getting registered. And so how extensive that is throughout the communities of Michigan, that I do not know. But I'm hoping, especially as we're approaching April 5th, when pretty much everyone 16 years and older will be eligible to receive a vaccine, it's my hope that whatever we need to do as a community-wide, it will include doing outreach to folks, particularly in hard-hit neighborhoods.
Now, you mentioned a webinar that's taking place on Wednesday. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So I and a colleague of mine, Dr. Keela Samuels, she's a clinical pharmacologist, and a doctor. She's a doctor of clinical pharmacology. She and I will be giving the presentation this Wednesday, March 31st at 7 p.m. She will talk about the different vaccines that are currently available, as well as the similarities and side effects and the benefits of getting the vaccines. I will talk about the racial disparities that we've seen in the county, statewide, and throughout the nation. And I'll touch upon some of the root causes of those barriers and the strategies that can hopefully overcome those barriers, as well as information, again, about how to get registered to get vaccinated or to also get more information for those folks who want to have some additional information in making their decision.
And there's going to be time for Q&A for questions as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that webinar taking place Facebook Live on the Engage at EMU Facebook page. Any thoughts on why we're seeing this surge lately in Michigan?
As I understand, there are some other areas in the country that are also seeing the surge. Certainly some loosening in restrictions in terms of a timed relationship. Could attribute to that, as I understand, the youth sports is a part of why we're seeing some of the surge, and that's what I understand for the cost to be some loosening of the restrictions, including the kids' sports and folks being more out and about.
To save you the trouble of going into neighborhoods and knocking on doors, here you are on WEMU. What do you want to say to people that, yes, you believe these vaccines are safe, and yes, you encourage them to get one?
You know, what I would like to say to anyone who is listening is that we are in a pandemic that is a once-in-a-century event. It has disproportionately ravaged communities of color, we are still struggling as a nation, as a community, with getting ahead of this virus, this SARS-CoV-2 virus. Public health measures like getting vaccinated, wearing a mask, a face mask, washing your hands frequently, practicing social distancing with staying at least 6 feet away from other people and avoiding large crowds, particularly in poorly ventilated spaces. It is so important for us to follow these recommendations and to encourage our loved ones, our neighbors, and our coworkers to do the same. If we want to get past this nightmare of a pandemic, it's going to take each and every one of us to do our part. And if we don't do our part, what we will continue to see is the emergence of these mutated strains of the virus circulating that in some cases are not responsive to the currently available vaccines. And that is a scenario that we quite frankly don't want to have to deal with.
Dr. Jesse Kimbrough-Marshall, a public health expert in one of the newest regions at Eastern Michigan University. Thanks so much for talking to us here on WEMU.
Thank you.